What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 963. In this episode, I'll discuss what works best for toxin-related status epilepticus. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode963. While benzodiazepines are first line to treat status epilepticus, they do not work in as many as one-third of patients. Early termination of convulsive status epilepticus is important because it lowers the chance of cardiac and respiratory issues, as well as the risk of admission to the ICU. The ideal treatment for benzodiazepine refractory status epilepticus was not studied very well until the 2019 publication in New England Journal of Medicine of a randomized trial of three anticonvulsant medications for status epilepticus. This trial compared the efficacy and safety of three IV anticonvulsive agents, levetiracetam, fosphenytoin, and valproate, in children and adults with convulsive status epilepticus that was unresponsive to treatment with benzodiazepines. In the New England Journal of Medicine study, each of the three medications led to seizure cessation and improved alertness by 60 minutes in approximately half of the patients, and the three medications were associated with similar incidences of adverse events. Recently, in the journal Annals of Emergency Medicine, a group of authors reported an analysis of the 2019 New England Journal of Medicine article looking at the subset of patients who had a toxin-related seizure as the precipitating seizure that developed into status epilepticus. Toxin-related seizures occurred in 29 adults and one child in the study population. Alcohol withdrawal and cocaine use were the most common toxins implicated, with each responsible for 11 episodes of benzo-resistant status. The success rates for alcohol withdrawal-related seizures were as follows: levetiracetam, 3 out of 3 patients, valproate, 3 out of 6 patients, and fosphenytoin, 1 out of 2 patients. The success rates for cocaine-related seizures were as follows: levetiracetam, 1 out of 7 patients, valproate, 0 out of 1 patients, and fosphenytoin, 1 out of 3 patients. Other causes of seizure included 4 patients with alcohol toxicity, 1 benzo withdrawal, 1 diphenhydramine toxicity, 1 amlodipine toxicity, and 1 amphetamine toxicity. The authors noted that levetiracetam is the most attractive option for the treatment of toxin-related status epilepticus that is resistant to benzos. However, all three medications studied seem to have poor efficacy against cocaine precipitated status. Barbiturates, propofol, and ketamine were not studied at all in this trial. As for serious adverse effects, the authors of the report note that a patient who used cocaine and an opioid received fosphenytoin and experienced life-threatening hypotension. Overall, toxin-related status epilepticus was terminated with a single dose of anti-epileptic just 42% of the time. Until better data is available, pharmacists can use this information to select treatments and predict efficacy for patients with toxin-related status epilepticus. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.